This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
From Crown Financial Ministries, Denise, good morning.
Good morning.
So last we worked out whether or not we were in financial trouble. This time, what do we do next? How do we correct? I guess at the end of the day, you just don't want to keep putting band-aids on things. We want to correct the cause. How do you correct the cause of a financial trouble, a bad debt, or something you just can't handle?
Well, do whatever you have to do to strengthen your position. So that may require, and we've mentioned it before, just relocating to a smaller house and perhaps in a cheaper area. Sell whatever you don't need to release some funds to actually either pay the backlog of accounts that you've got, or to also perhaps reduce the debt. Because the biggest thing that that I found with clients is actually when they had too much debt, the effect was on their cash flow. So if they can free up some cash flow, that means that they can actually use that cash flow to actually either put on and put some control back into their finances, which would actually give them the peace. And it's easy to get attached to things. And I think we've often traded relationships for things. And in the end, the things can actually own us.
Mm.
And I think, re-establish that. See, re-evaluate that in your lives. Have you actually traded relationships for things? Because there's a trade-off and there's a cost for both. So, and if you're getting more things, what's the cost of that? Have you accumulated more debt as you've gone along? And then, there's a good saying, your mortgage never has a bad month.
Hmm.
It's the same with a credit card. Like, it doesn't matter what kind of month you've had, they are screaming out for that. They want to be paid.
Yeah.
But your relationships are something that is actually something to be protected and nurtured. And so treat the bills and the credit and the debt and keep control of that so you can actually maintain your relationships.
I've been in the situation in the past where I've gone, okay, this is out of control. What do I need? What don't I need? And I had to really just assess my wife's doing because she's very smart when it comes to this kind of stuff where I am not. And we had to assess everything, kind of go, what do we need? What don't we need? What is a necessity? What are we just clinging on to? And it was really confronting because just asking those questions and looking at what we had, what we had to get rid of, it really kind of... It showed me, it was like you've mentioned in the past about a mirror, it showed me what kind of person I was becoming because I was clinging on to so much stuff. Do you find when people go through this, they do find it a little confronting?
Oh, very. I think because you're often getting to the very heart of actually a person's self-worth and what they've placed importance in over the years. And what I have actually done in the past as well is when a prospective client was coming in, and I could see that there was going to be some work needed on communication between the partners and also on their budget. So I would actually send them away for 3, sometimes 6 months on a budget that they had agreed to, and they had to actually prove to be working on that before I would actually take them through to the next stage of investing.
Wow.
So it's actually often, so clients would come and say, look, I want to invest, I want to reduce my mortgage. But in order to do that, we've actually got to actually look at the beliefs and the behaviours. And that delayed it. However, that was far more responsible than actually just going in straight away, where you're often going into, say, a line of credit situation. And this line of credit, it is a giant credit card, so not used correctly, you've got access to all this money. But then what happens is, perhaps a job loss or something comes along, and if you've accumulated more debt, you've actually got yourself in a worse position. So going back to that, and definitely I would say that that was probably one of the most difficult things for clients to do, to agree together on what to spend money on and what not to spend money on.
We should have a look at maybe getting in the black next time, I think.
Yes.
All right. Good on you, Denise. Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.